So first things first, the position the game is in right now is that it is recovering in kind of a post-Great Recession. Lehman Brothers kind of went under and things are getting a little bit better, but they're not back at 100% sort of way. We are seeing the PCU of EVE Online increase, which is good. We are seeing some slap fights happening in the Northwest, which we are participating in, which is good. We are actually having heroic people like Natalia Sweget actually going out of their way to FC Bombers. We've been trying to get people to do more Bomber FC stuff. So this is yet another please do Bomber things invitation, because best case scenario, you learn how to wipe out hostile fleets like Nat just did the other day. Last night, I should say, and worst case scenario, some subcaps get blown up, like whatever. So, definitely, if you've ever been a Bomber Fleet member and want to give Bomber FCing a try, do it. Okay. What are we doing with PAPS? We want to get people playing the game and having fun, and we're at peacetime here functionally. Like, we are having these slap fights in the Galactic Northwest, and that's fun and all. But one of the concerns that we have is we don't want playing EVE Online to feel like a weird and shitty obligation. And as an experiment for like the next month or so, and we might turn this off if it looks like it's a bad thing, we are going to stop making any distinction in terms of corporate stats between peacetime and strat op PAPS. So what does that mean? Like, if you go on a strat op, it'll still be flagged in our system as a strat op and stuff like that, but we want people to just play the fucking game and have fun. So for this next while, and if it turns out that there's no like negative impact on our strat op numbers and stuff like that, then we'll just keep this way permanently. It might be that this system that we've set up is a relic of an earlier era in EVE Online. So basically right now, like, if you're like, hey, like, I'm kind of on the fence about EVE, like, I'm sort of playing, I'm doing stuff, I don't really want to go on a strat op, but I do really want to go on a peacetime op, the peacetime PAP will count just as much as a strat PAP as far as your corporation is concerned. So you are no longer under any obligation, imagined or real, to participate on strat ops over peacetime ops. Just have fucking fun. Now, hopefully that fun will include strat ops and blowing up the bad guys. But one of the challenges about games and life in general is that if people feel guilty or they feel pressured or they feel responsible about things, even if it's not a real pressure, even if it's not a real responsibility, if there's this sort of whiff of obligation or responsibility or guilt, then that really burns people out super fast in an MMO. So that's the big news is just have fucking fun. Go on strat ops, go on peacetime ops. It's all the same as far as we're concerned. And if our policy on that changes, we will let you know. So you will still see, hey, this is a strat op, it's a strat pap, blah, blah, blah. But you just don't have to worry about like anybody in your corporation breathing down your neck about getting strat ops versus peacetime paps. Go nuts. And yeah, PAPS will still say strat versus peacetime because there's still like an ISK difference depending on like what's being used for what. But just in terms of like you as a line pilot, if you hypothetically felt like, man, I need to go get a strat PAP as opposed to a peacetime PAP, you don't have to worry about that shit anymore. And yeah, these are good questions, so keep them coming. How are we going to know the fleets that really matter? We are going to still be identifying which fleets are strategic and which ones are peacetime. So you'll have every understanding of knowing. We just want to get rid of the feeling of like guilt and obligation about the game. And, you know, if suddenly everybody stops going on strat ops and then we lose the empire overnight, then that actually tells us quite a few things about our organization and our goals. And also, I think that this will make it easier. I hadn't really thought about it in that term, so somebody mentioned this. Hopefully that'll help inspire people to become skirmish commanders and give it a go, because hey man, like, you know, it'll be easier maybe to get dudes on peacetime fleets if people don't have to make a question of whether I should go on a strat op for PAP purposes or just go do what I want to do. Okay, so what else do we got? Speaking of fleets and things like that, we have a locust fleet tomorrow. So go there and turn up with your bells on. Please do remember on locust fleets, ever since we got kicked in the dick with the sinking of the Locustania, that the fittings on your Rorquals actually do matter a significant amount. We do expect these ops to get attacked, and they are a big formal official like strat ops, basically. So yeah, like go on the locust fleet, but make sure your Rorqual is not shit fit. Let's see what else we got going on here. I want to talk about filaments briefly, and actually, I want to see if this is a super common thing. So, I've been told that CCP has sent a survey out via email to certain players, and on that survey are questions regarding whether you liked the filaments. And I'm wondering if people have received that survey. And so if you have gotten a survey of some kind from CCP, let me know. Okay. And when CCP does this, it's not always a 100% thing. Like some people, maybe they send it to everybody, maybe they send it only to some people. But we're in sort of a weird position when it comes to the filaments. I think they're the best thing that's been added to the game in a long ass time. I'm a big fan of the filaments. I don't necessarily want to take to the skies on the meta show and herf a whole million blurfs about how important they are and how good they are, precisely because they are important and good. I'm afraid that if I am seen as too herf about filaments, that somehow paranoid idiots are going to be all, "Oh my God, there must be some sort of conspiracy behind this." So what I'd like people to do, the position of the state is that filaments are cool and good, and that CCP should be making them a permanent aspect of the game rather than a one-off. So please vote your conscience the way that we tell you to, and respond to the filament survey if you are willing to, and say nice things about the filaments. And Sugar's position is actually a pretty nuanced one, which is that they are great for the game, but a sign of problems in Eve. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, the fact that the filaments allow you to essentially get teleported to mid-range content is a piece of duct tape over the fact that the game has neglected methods of easy access to small-scale, mid-scale content. But given that they are a bandage and a piece of duct tape that actually works and holds pretty good, I think that we should support it. From when on will strat op peacetime changes be effective? Now, or a couple hours ago, I guess, whenever we made the decision to do that. This is something you only really need to worry about from like a corporate level, basically, like you do for the monthly Atrum compilations where we're going through and looking at all the stats and things. We are no longer going to be distinguishing peacetime or strat op for corporate activity. So we're going to be keeping track of what's a strat and what's a peacetime, but you don't have to worry about corp directors or just yourself, the cop in your head or whatever, making you feel bad about the choices that you make. Apparently, some of these surveys may be lurking in people's spam filters. All right. Let me see what else we got here, and then we're going to do some questions. We did the bomber shout out already. We talked about Locust Fleet. We dread stuff. Okay, so. We're going to be throwing dreads around. We are already throwing dreads around. We're going to do it more. They're cheap, they're fun, and there's this slap fight of the Northwest that we are going to get involved in one capacity or another, which we may or may not already have been involved in for some time now. So if you are interested in using dreads, make sure that you have jump clones set up as per the post in the Capstone Flow forums. And also, as far as dread projection goes, we talked about this last week, and this is going to be like our new every weekly thing. We want everybody to get Titans, but once you have Titans, if you haven't already done that, we want you to take those Titans alt, Titan alts, and train them into nag over Rev with T2 Siege. So basically, Titans, 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 and then make sure those Titans can also use dreads and then get those jump clones seated in the place that the thread and the special place tells you to, which I'm sure is going to be a big surprise to everyone involved. Words are hard on cocaine. Unfortunately, I am not on cocaine. Actually, fortunately, that's one of the... I'm a control freak, as I'm sure you're all shocked to find out about, so I try to avoid cocaine. It's one of the few drugs I have avoided in my life. I do love me some dopamine, don't get me wrong, but being ADHD as shit, I'm functionally always on, like, Ritalin anyway, so... whatevs. Okay, so let's do some questions here, guys. We have a I'm gonna need to go in about 10 minutes and start prep for the meta show. This week we're gonna be going into like this heavy sort of Great Recession special where we're talking about a bunch of the fundamentals of the EVE economy that Rivera is an expert on. Incidentally, Rivera, of course, is the editor in chief of Imperium News, and we are always looking for writers and people to be interested in things because EVE is in sort of a weird place. You know, if you're interested in writing for INN, you can totally do that and write about your own little area of EVE. If you're interested in writing, it does not have to be reporting on big, huge, gigantic fuck-off battles. But between now and the meta show, or at least the next 10 minutes or so, we can take some questions if people have them, and we will go into those. So, will I ever FC a fleet? I have repeatedly FC'd fleets over the years, usually when something hilarious is happening and I'm having one of my enthusiasms, be it like Ninja Dreads or space garbage cleanup like an MNC or what have you. But generally speaking, it happens either because I have some weird bug up my ass or because something has gone hellishly wrong and it's dramatically appropriate. What happened to the Leshak Doctrine? The Leshak Doctrine is still there. It's something that we haven't really used yet because we created it in order to grind through structures very effectively. And I think the genesis of the Leshak fleet actually came around the time either after or in the tail end of the tribute campaign. So we basically created this ultimate, like, sexy structure bashing fleet, and we're going to get ready to deal with it for people harassing, like, the TTC setup. But then, one, we all kind of burned out on structure bashing, and two, all the people that we could be using it to bash structures on it stopped putting structures down. So it's there, and I'd really like to use it to SWAT something, but, you know, it's not for lack of trying, let's put it like that. That's a good question, though. How's the job forum thread going? I'm glad that you keep bringing it up because this is something that I would like us all to be annoying Anominate about. Anominate is currently, I think, on a yacht, actually, in Florida. Apparently, Anominate has caught the yachting illness from me or from some other goon. But he is the one who has the badge on that. And when he gets back from his yachting adventures, we will continue to annoy him about it. And I thank you for bringing it up because the job hunting board is something that I legitimately want to do. I think it is a cool project. We've had the holidays. There's actually a fair number of things, guys, that we talked about org-wise, either in Illum meetings or on Firesides or in Kremlin meetings before the holidays. And we are pretty much, as of really this week, have begun the process of going, oh, hey, we should do this thing. Yeah, we talked about doing this thing like 4 weeks ago. Yeah, we should totally do that. Oh, fuck, yeah, I forgot about that. Lather, rinse, repeat. So one of the valuable things about Firesides is actually you guys going like, yeah, dude, where's the fucking like job hunting board? And us going, God damn it, Anominate's on a yacht. Pro God Legend is thinking about purging us from Delve. I think that would be great. I would really actually, when do we preemptively attack tests? So that's an interesting idea. If they actually had anything valuable for us, so first of all, I don't think that's true. I don't think that ProGod wants a piece of this at all. And if he did, it would be awesome because then we wouldn't have to commute. One of the challenges that we have strategically is that legacy stuff all sucks compared to our stuff. Like at a fundamental level, there's no real reason for us to take anything from legacy because they don't have anything that's better than what we already have. And in general, that's kind of one of the strategic challenges that we have when it comes to having content delivered to our doorstep, is that people, like, we have built this amazing, like, if we want to get all, like, super nerdy Legend of Galactic Heroes, which I haven't actually watched all of it. I watched only a few episodes, but enough to get to the whole Iserlohn Fortress kind of thing, like big space Death Star kind of thing. And post-Drifters, that's Delph. Like, the Drifter shit, the Blackout shit meant that we as an organization went through and very particularly created Fortress Delve in a way that it hadn't existed before. Like, before the Drifter stuff, before the Blackout, you know, when we actually looked at our Citadel fits, like, it was a disaster. We didn't have, like, the ACL gunner system set up like we did when the Drifters were there. So, like, we have built this just incredible fucking space fortress, and we have all these keep stars, and I'm, like, looking around going, like, we'd go over to war over here, we'd go over here, and I'm like, you know what? You know, why can't we just get people to fucking attack us like they do Sword Dragon? And of course, the answer is that they don't want to get utterly slaughtered by our incredible space fortress. But we do have an incredible space fortress. And if it gets to a point where people get mad at us and want to attack us, I think that would just be fucking peachy and bring it. But, you know, I please, somebody. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Legacy wants to have a go at us. I don't think that anybody really wants to have a go at us. I think most people are kind of like, you know, they have the fear, which is fine. All right, let's see if we got any other questions. Oh, Cynthia was just kidding in the first place about how it was a joke from the last meta show. I was really, like, sleep-deprived at the time last week's show, so I sort of derped my way through that. Can I get a good word about Blazing Daily? I have so many things to say about different weed strains that I'm not going to talk about it, because otherwise I would spend the next hour doing it, but smoke weed every day. I think it's interesting that now they're starting to sell CBD flower, and I smoked a CBD joint, which I didn't even realize was a thing the other day, and it was actually a pretty pleasant experience. I can't tell whether that was because of, you know, just the novelty of smoking a CBD joint, or just because smoking joints in any form just is always sort of, like, cool and relaxing due to, like, a placebo effect or just habit or whatever, but it was a pretty chill experience, and, you know, I liked it. Oh, venal blazing. I thought we were talking about weed. I'm not talking about, like, burner missions or anything like that. Yeah, also, Canada's Pryaz points out, Canada's weed is really good. I was in Toronto over the holidays, and, man, they've got some good shit up there. Can we bring back Artie Abaddon's? Well, one of the things that I think would be interesting to see with us getting rid of the restriction between or the distinction between peacetime and strategic PAPs is, you know, there is shit stack reimbursement for a variety of crap, basically, where essentially you can, if you really want to have some sort of, like, wacky non-strategic doctrine, and you're able to get, you know, 20 of your closest friends together to zoom around in Artie Abaddon's and drive them into a fucking wall. You know, that's kind of the neat thing about the peacetime stuff and the shit stack reimbursement, is that, you know, you can just go fucking do it. It's probably not a good idea, but we're not going to stop you. And if that's what makes you and 20 of your closest friends happy, then just fucking give it a go. And also, you know, this sort of goes for everybody. Like, one of the things, we really just sort of want to incentivize people into just, like, doing shit that they want to do and, like, trying stuff. Like, there's a lot less in the way of, like, rules and regulations and restrictions between, like, hey, I would like to be a Bomber FC. Okay, so, but I want to run around with Artie Abaddon's. Well, you're not necessarily going to get, like, fleet level reimbursement for it, but there is shit stack reimbursement. So there's really nothing stopping you from making that happen with your friends. If you or your buddies get together and do that, just give it a fucking whirl. Dell Defense and Subcast has been stepping up its game. Is it good for us that we're learning how to fly our ships and coordinate better? Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why we enjoy living in a region that has NPC space and gets harassed all the time is that it does keep us sharp, or in theory keeps us sharp. We always have to worry about stagnation and lassitude and basically getting fat and lazy, which is one of the things we're trying to shake off, Uruguay's. Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay? I'm fine with pineapple on pizza. And one of the things that's interesting about the pineapple on pizza stuff, and I'm not sure whether this is true or not, I could be wrong, and I'm not going to bother Googling it, but somebody can let me know if they already know the answer, is that I thought it was really strange when there was this seemed like a meme war about pineapple pizza stuff, and I remember hearing that that was actually like used as a test for like a social algorithm, Cambridge Analytica style, to see what you could use to divide people, but I'm not sure whether that was just a horseshit conspiracy theory after the fact or whatever. Are we ever going to go take back Declan? Well, probably not until it doesn't suck. Like, again, Declan, like, we've been up there, we killed everything, we got 44 Tzars worth of tribute about it, and then we left because, again, like, CCP was talking about, like, resource depletion and all this other stuff, and then they, like, nerfed SVOD slightly. But currently, like, Delve is just about the best region in the game. The only other region that can compete with Delve is Malpais. And then it's a question of, do you really want to uproot all of your shit and drag ass to the Galactic Northeast to take Malpais, when we have so many trillions of keep stars and shit invested here in Delve? But I mean, hypothetically, if somebody does come to Delve and kick us out in a grand defensive war, that's exactly what we'd do. If somebody comes here and blows up all of our shit, then we'd go take Malpais for novelty's sake. But first, we have to entice somebody to come here and actually try to attack us, which I kind of don't think is going to happen. But if it does, that's where we'd go. Does the state have a position on the Alliance tournament? Not really, no. What is the Keepstar count at? I don't even know anymore. We actually had to move to a different system of managing the damn things because it got to be there was too many of them for me to hold them individually, and then we sort of consolidated them all after the Drifter incursion. Something north of 50 at this point. Possibly something way north of 50, which is kind of terrifying, but it is what it is. Like, it seems like every other week there's a new goddamn Keepstar. All right. Blackhand is recruiting. Thank you, Boris. Okay, so I think we've mostly covered it. Again, like, we're in this weird state here where lots of people are playing Eve, but people aren't like super engaged, so we want to make it easier for people to engage, have wacky ideas, run around in arty Abadons if that's what floats their boat. So there you go. Is the naming convention for SRP PAPS going to be changed so it's less confusing for line members? Probably not. I mean, the issue with Strat PAPS versus Peacetime PAPS is not the naming convention. The issue is that if people feel weird pressure to do one or the other, and that comes from a corp director perspective, because we have told people that we only count Strat PAPS when we're judging corporations against each other every month in the Alliance. So we still need to know what's a strat op versus what's a peacetime op from an operational perspective. It's more about how they're weighted and how that weight is communicated to the line. I don't really understand what's the confusion there. Like, strat and peacetime ops are both good. Go on them based upon what you want to do. That's all you really need to worry about. Where previously speaking, you would only get corporate credit in terms of your corp being good or bad vis-a-vis other corps for strategic participation. And if you really want further details on this, you can just dive into all of the HRM threads when he goes through the monthly statistic. And that's that shows you how the old system worked. All right. Yeah, I think we covered the Dread Clone thing, which was look at the post in Capsworm about where your dreads are supposed to be and put them there. I think that's going to be it for this week, guys. We will be back next week, same time, same channel, for more Fireside Action. And I'm going to go get ready for the meta show. We are going to have Reavra on. So Brisk, Reavra, and I are going to be talking in great detail about a bunch of really kind of surprising and disturbing fundamentals about the Eve economy that normally this isn't like an MER show. It's like basically if you created a consumer confidence index for Eve, you could actually see in the data in terms of the Plex volume and some of these fundamental baskets that it is this like Great Recession post-Lehman style situation. So hopefully that's interesting. We will see how things go. And thank you for coming. See you next week and see those of you that watch the Meta Show in 25 minutes. Thanks, guys.